Namaskar. Welcome to another episode on Beyond Headlines. I have my friend Sujit with me. And we are discussing something interesting. Something that affects yours and mine daily lives. Which is, why is it that always the quality of products, services or infrastructure rendered or created by the government is always poor? Why does a government service, a government product has the tag of being substandard? Take the case of railways. You never come back thinking that you got a good service. Take the case of airways, and that's probably the reason why Air India today, which used to be a monopoly carrier in India, today has a market share of only 14%. The travelers shunned it. Services were not good. Any government department, you take it, whether it's a school, a hospital, an infrastructure project, transportation, even at the toll naka, you don't get a feeling that for the toll that you've paid, you got value for money. Government services are branded as substandard. Sujit, you are the brand expert. Why have we come to this situation?
Akhilesh, before going into brand, I think it's the attitude. Government feels that they are doing us a favor by serving.
Meherbani ho rahi hai.
Meherbani ho rahi hai. They take our money. They take our taxes, but yet anything they do, they feel that they're doing us a favor. Now, I will give you a simple example. One of our boys had done a story in a small rural hospital where an old lady was bitten by rats. In fact, the rats came and actually ate her eyes off.
Oh my God.
We went and we did our investigative story and one of our boys went and spoke to the doctor. You know what the doctor said? The doctor said, 10 rupees mein aur kya chahiye tumko? 5-star service chahiye kya? He said it on record. I have it on record. Now the point is, look at it. This is how you are served. This is what the attitude of service is. There is no accountability. There is no responsibility towards a brand. And there is absolutely, absolutely no empathy towards consumers.
You know, I'll take on this point you're saying of accountability. We all get aggrieved when we are, at the receiving end of poor services. It's like you call a Dadar railway station and the man will never pick up the telephone.
Correct.
Who do you go and complain to? I mean, that accountability concept. You take a case of our roads in Mumbai. We all know they are substandard. Thousands of crores have been spent. Who do you go and complain? Whose accountability do you see?
You try complaining, they will come and put a case against you. That radio jockey, that lady who created a song against a municipal corporation, I think she had some 10 cases against her.
And one of them was malaria breeding in her house.
Correct, malaria breeding in her house. I mean, ridiculous.
So accountability is missing. You do not know who to go to for redressal.
And look at every brand. Look at every government brand. Let's take Air India, for instance. Look at the service. Look at the way they treat you. Look at the lack of empathy when you enter the aircraft. Look at the way the air hostess will serve you. I mean, there is absolute lack of service. Now, we all would like to sit back and say, oh, it's an Indian airline. Oh, it is good aircraft. Oh, I like the service because it's on time and all that. No, it is not. It is not, because that probably is the only airline in this country that has no cuts, that has no, Kingfisher, to an extent, used to serve less food in the food would get over inside the cabin.
So Sujit, the next point of what you're saying, which is no intent to give you value for money. And in the process, the public enterprises go complete for a toss. So the next point after accountability comes is, there's no financial accountability also. In the sense, if Air India is incurring losses, they don't change. If it was a private enterprise, you'd do something to get better. They don't, because a check will be written.
Correct. Absolutely. I don't want to even mention jargons, Akhilesh. I'll give you examples of what happened to us. Okay, I read somewhere that an advertising professional is now taken over SBI, and he's the CMO, and he's going to go in with a good agency and market SBI very well. I think the earlier ad which O&M had done for SBI is also a good ad, surprisingly SBI. But let me tell you my experience of SBI. You see, we have another SBI account. We have an SBI account because that's easier for us to pay taxes through SBI account. So we have an SBI account. And somewhere down the line, when a person, one staff is not present in that office, that branch, okay, your taxes are not paid.
Yeah.
They don't pay your taxes.
Yes.
Now, we went up to the manager and said, bhaiya, kya ho raha hai? Why aren't you doing this? He said, hey, chodo na yaar, don't come to us, go to HDFC. That equally good, he told me. The branch head telling me that you please go to HDFC and it is better. I hope that gentleman, CMO of SBI is watching this show. And he knows what his staff is doing. I don't think he can take much of a decision because it's beyond him. It is not like a private branch where he can fire the guy. I know SBI. But the point that I'm trying to make is, look, how are you expecting the branch to be good? You see?
I have a question to you, Sujit. If you were the consultant to the government of India and you needed to change the image, what is it that you would do?
Oh, first, make people responsible. If your brand don't sell, sack you. That's what happens in a Hindustan Lever. You try to be a brand manager and your brand don't sell, next day you're not there.
So, if your suggestions was to come that non-performers need to be sacked, you'll be sacked first because the trade unions won't want to see your face.
Possibly. The trade unions don't want to see my face. The politicians don't want to see my face. See, even the enforcement agencies are also part of a service to the nation, service to the people. Okay, have you seen a way a senior inspector in a police station talks to you?
But I must point this out to you. They had conducted a survey in United Kingdom that in case the Income Tax Department of United Kingdom was a service provider, how many customers would come back to deal with them? Only 30% said they would come back.
In India? Not even 3% will say they will come back, Akhilesh. Not even 1% will say that they will come back.
I'll tell you, there's a reason for it from that perspective, which again comes down to say, you know, the government having a poor image for its services and products it gives. When you go to an authority or a government department, like if you get into a police station, the police should give what is due to you. Your rights should be upheld. They are not upheld. So you will come back leaving extremely dissatisfied with the service given to you. That is there in every government department.
You know, this is very interesting. I should tell you this story. I was traveling from Mumbai to Delhi and the person sitting right next to me was a very senior police officer. Very, very senior police officer. And obviously, you know, there was a lot of rush in the... I think that was a very busy day. And Mumbai-Delhi sector, you know, it's always busy. So there was a lot of rush and it was managed very badly. I don't remember which airlines, but it was managed very badly. And we were sitting next to each other and he was telling me, you know, that how bad is the service? How bad is the customer relationship? How bad is the way that lady who was handing out our boarding pass, how rudely did he speak? Or why didn't she have a smile? You know, and I heard him out.
Don't you think he's expecting too much?
You bet. I heard him out. I asked him, Akhilesh. I asked him. I said, look, you know, have you been to a police station recently? Okay. When I have not seen a person smile in a police station. The same is true to income tax. The same is true to ED. You see, the fact remains that somewhere down the line, service. Forget, we will not even get into brands. Both are far-fetched, sir. I'm talking about service, simple service. A doctor in a government hospital. I was in southern part. I was in Kerala once and I went to a KSRTC bus inquiry. Okay, and I asked him, you know, I have to go to this particular place, you know, when is the next bus coming? He said, what do you think, I'm an astrologer? Good one. But look at...
He gave you astrology services. Why aren't you grateful for it?
Look at the arrogance. So somewhere down the line, I think one of the things that really lacks in our country is this concept of service.
I think a sense of duty is missing. If you are an MTNL employee and you are being paid a salary and I am your customer, which is paying for my telephone bills, I think you need to give me a service.
Akhilesh, that is one thing that needs to be percolated in an employee's mind, that the person walking into your office is the one who's serving you, who's say paying a salary. That doesn't prevail in an SBI employee. When I say SBI, I mean all the government banks. That doesn't prevail in a railway. That doesn't prevail in Air India. That doesn't prevail in a government hospital. That doesn't prevail in a police station. That doesn't prevail in an income tax office or any enforcement office.
So all those you name, they are not public servants. They are public masters.
They're public masters.
They are supposed to be public
servants. Civil servants and all. The guys, that IAS officer who sits in his cabin, which is almost 4,000 square feet, and with some 3 anti-chambers and 2 uncle chambers and all that, the person who is sitting in that office, do you actually think he'll call himself a public servant? You think he thinks he's a servant?
public master.
And you sit in front of him without his permission, he will abuse you. So this concept is what needs to be changed, Akhilesh. Brand man to bahut baat ki baat hai. You know, talking about brand imagery, how brand can help. It's a bahut baat ki baat hai.
Sujit, I have a bit of a moral issue onto this. I think it's a case of no sense of duty. That should be a moral issue. Or it is a case of being very insensitive to the troubles you are causing somebody. Let me give you another example. You'll feel happy about it. A friend of mine, a very influential person in San Francisco, went to the Indian consulate for an urgent visa, which was his right. He was made to wait for a few hours by the consular officer. And when he pointed out to say, you know, I have a flight to catch, he says, "Oi, can you see that lady? She's come for the fourth time from Dallas. Ab to pehli baar aayo." So, you're talking about the same genre of attitude and service even in a San Francisco.
Correct.
So, there is no sense of moral regret that, you know, somebody was supposed to be given a service or a product. It was not given.
That is till such time that is not percolated, this sense of responsibility, this sense of, like I said, I again repeat, if that person who's not made to understand that his salary is coming from the person who is standing across the counter, if he is not told that, if he is not made to understand, brand went to dur ki baat hai, basic service will always.
So you have no solution.
I have solution.
What is it?
You give me the authority, I will ensure the first is internal communication rather than outside communication. What I want to tell the gentleman in SBI is he is planning to spend 100 crores on advertising, which is a very good thing. And I'm sure he has his reason why he's doing that. But the first thing I want to tell him, out of that 100 crore, please spend 30 crore for internal communication. To let his people know how important a customer is. They require internal communication. He has to come and face an SBI bank here in under our office and see how they treat you. That money has to be first spent internally, then tell outside world how brilliant SBI is. And I'm sure it is. I have no doubt in my mind. But that is what I say. I say, first is one has to recognize that, you know, you're working for a brand and you're serving a consumer.
So, Sujit, if I have to conclude, I would say something like this. Public servants are not public servants, they are public masters.
Yes.
And the reason that they are public masters is there is no accountability. There is no financial trouble also. That if I give poor services, my company goes for a loss, I will not get my salary. They are guaranteed to get their salary, so they are not at all bothered. And there is a huge lack of sensitivity. That if you are giving shoddy services, like you said, the lady having eyes bitten off by rats, that doctor equates it to a 10 rupees rather than realizing that a lady has lost vision. It's a very serious issue. So with this kind of insensitivity, I think till these issues are not cured, any kind of organizational restructuring, any kind of advertising, any kind of jumlas that might come will not really work. And the brand of the government, or rather, tag the government will get is shabby, shoddy, poor, substandard services. Sujit and I would conclude on this note. Namaskar.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.